In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, speaking the Word of God. We're looking at 2 Kings chapter 2. "And when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel.' But Elisha said, 'As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.'" Oh, he's going to cling to Elijah because he knows Elijah is going to heaven. He knows he's going to be taken up by a whirlwind, and he's not going to leave the side of Elijah. Oh, that's Elisha. He wants to be with Elijah because he wants something from the prophet. He is also a prophet, but Elijah is the major prophet. So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were with Bethel came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" God doesn't do anything without referring it to his prophets. This is what used to be. When I went to the Holy Land, I saw the major prophet Haggai. And all around the major prophet Haggai were graves of the minor prophets. Prophets hung around together. We need prophets in the church today. We need that God would do what only God could do, as the prophets would speak the word of God. At baptism, I became a prophet, priest, and a king. You too. You too. At baptism, you were baptized as prophet, king, and priest. And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent. I know he's going to be taken away today. Shut up. Keep silent." Elisha said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." Oh, he wants something. He wants something, you know. When we want something from God, we need to be close to him. And we're not going to move on until we get it. Now, there's something that we want, is to be able to worship him, and to love him, and to adore him, and to speak his word to people. So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Oh, he's not going to leave the side of Elijah. He wants something. What do you want from God? Then don't let him go. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Just keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Praise him for giving it to you, but I don't have it. Praise him anyway. Yesterday, I was very, very upset over something. And, you know, I gave it to the Lord, but I still was upset. And the Lord took care of it. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. And when I went to bed last night, I asked the Lord to forgive me for not trusting him. Even though I said, "I trust you," God did the miracle. It was a miracle for me. It was taking away the ice from our street. And God did it through somebody else. But you know what? I never asked the person to do it. But I said, "You know, I don't want people to fall. I don't want people to get hurt. So I trust you, Lord." And I didn't feel the trust, but the person came and did it all. It shuffled the whole thing with an electric shovel. I tell you, God is into the miracle business. You say, "That doesn't sound like a miracle." Well, if it was happening to you, you'd think it was a miracle. And I know it was a miracle because I didn't ask the person to do it. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." My. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets, because I told you the prophets hung around together, also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elisha took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. This is Elisha doing this. Elisha wants it. Elisha wants more. He's going to ask God for more. He's going to ask Elijah for more. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you in a whirlwind. Elisha said, please let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. Oh God, how I need a double portion of your spirit in these dark days. How I need the Holy Spirit to come upon me doubly. How I need it. I need it, Lord. I need it for your people. I need it for myself. He responded, you have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you, and if not, it will not be granted. As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. In a whirlwind. Wow. Elisha kept watching and crying out, Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and he went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan, and he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had struck the water was parted, just like with Elijah. Elisha does the same, to one side and to the other. And Elisha went over. When the company of prophets who were at Jericho saw him at a distance, they declared, the spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha. And that's exactly what happened. But he asked for a double portion. They came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. They said to him, see now, we have 50 strong men among your servants. Please let them go and seek your master Elijah. It may be that the Spirit of the Lord has caught him up and thrown him down on some mountain or some valley. And that's not true. The Spirit of the Lord came and brought him to heaven. Elisha responded, no, do not send them. But when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, send them. And so the 50 men who searched for 3 days but did not find him, when they came back to him, he had remained in Jericho. He said to them, did I not say to you, do not go? Even Elisha was crushed under what people think. Even though they were prophets, that we want to go look for him because the Lord has taken him from us and he's brought him to a mountain or to a valley. But Elisha knew he was brought into heaven. Did I not tell you, do not go? Now the people of the city said to Elisha, the location of this city is good and my Lord sees, but the water here has been unfruitful. He said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. And when they went to the spring of water, he threw the salt into it and said, thus says the Lord, I have made this water wholesome. From now on, neither death nor miscarriage shall come from it. I drank from that water in the Holy Land, and it was crystal clear. It was delicious. It was wonderful, especially on the hot day. Oh, yes, Elisha Spring is still there today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, it was good water. It was not foul. It was wonderful. So the water has been wholesome to this day, amen, according to the word that Elisha spoke. He went up and there to Bethel, and while he was going up on the way, some small boys came out of the city and jeered at him. I don't understand this one, saying, "Go away, bald head. Go away, bald head." When he turned around and saw them, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Then two she-bears came out of the woods and mauled the 42 boys. From there he went on to Mount Carmel, and then he returned to Samaria. You might say, I don't understand that. I neither do I. I don't understand that Elisha's feelings were so hurt that he caused the death of 42 children. I don't understand it. I do know this. That people in Boston are having abortions today, that we need people outside the abortion mill. You know why? Because you're the last voice to people who might change their mind. Oh, you don't come screaming. You don't come hollering. You come prayerfully. Chapter 4. Now the wife of a member of the company of prophets cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead." He was a prophet. "And you know that your servant feared the Lord, but a creditor has come to take my two children as slaves." In other words, she owed the creditor money. Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" She answered, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." He said, "Go outside. Borrow vessels from your neighbors, empty vessels, and not just a few. Then go in and shut the door behind you and your children, and start pouring into all these vessels. When each is full, set it aside." So she left him and shut the door behind her and her children. They kept bringing vessels to her, and she kept pouring. And when the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." But he said to her, "There are no more vessels." Then the oil stopped flowing. I tell you, people think that healing stopped flowing with the death of the last apostle. That's a lie. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you need a healing today? Touch your body right now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be completely healed today. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I call those things to be now that are not as if they are. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Be healed, I said, in Jesus' name. All that pain leaves from that head that had a headache. All that pain leaves from those legs and those hips in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your children can live on the rest." So there was enough oil to sell. He went and borrowed vessel upon vessel, and there were no more vessels in the town. So what happened? The oil stopped flowing. I tell you, healing flows every day to people who have faith. Healing flows every day to people who love God. Today, the reading was the Syrophoenician reading of the gospel. The Lord says, "Shall I take the food of God's children and give it to dogs?" The food of God's children is healing and deliverance. She said, "Lord, even dogs eat the crumbs off the table." And the Lord said, "Because you were faithful, your daughter has been healed." I tell you, she had faith. She was a Gentile, and she had faith. And Jesus healed the daughter. She did not have the demon in her anymore. One day, Elisha was passing through Shunem, where a wealthy woman lived, who urged him to have a meal. So whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for a meal. She said to her husband, "Look, I am sure that this man who regularly passes our way is a holy man of God." How did she know that? Oh, there must have been something about Elisha that he was a holy man of God. She had discernment. Let us make a small roof chamber with walls and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, so that he can stay there whenever he comes to us. In other words, I'm going to give him a room. I'm going to make a room for Elisha. Do you make room for God's people? That maybe they're sick, do you make room by giving them a meal? By going to their house with a meal because they're sick? Oh, yes. But if it was a prophet, I would do the same. I doubt it. I doubt it. I doubt it. If you're not, you know, people say to me, when I get the megabucks, I'll be able to give you a lot of money. Don't wait for the megabucks, because you're never going to reach and win that. You're going to lose. You have to give what you have, exactly what you have. You give from there, not wishing you had more. Because, you know, you wouldn't give it anyway, even if you won the megabucks. You'd say, well, this is all mine. It's sad. It's sad. One day, when he came there, he went up to the chamber and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, "Call the Shunammite woman." And when he had called her, she stood before him. He said to Gehazi, "Stay to her, stay with her, since you have taken all this trouble for us. What may be done for you?" In other words, you've done all this for me and for Gehazi. What do you want me to do for you? I'll do it. I'll do it in the name of the Lord. Would you have a word spoken on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, "I live among my own people." He said, "What then may be done for her?" Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." He said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood at the door. And he said, "At this season, in due time, you shall embrace a son." Oh, I remember when we were praying for Karen to have a baby, we went to her house with the car, and I saw the whole yard and covered with pink. I said, "Karen's going to be pregnant and have a girl." And guess what? She got pregnant and had a girl. Oh, yes. God shows people things. We need to be open to see them. She replied, "No, my Lord, a man of God, do not deceive your servant." In other words, don't deceive me that I'm going to have a son. It's better that you didn't say it. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season in due time, as Elisha had declared to her. When the child was older, he went out one day with his father among the reapers. He complained to his father, "Oh, my head," he had a headache. The father said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." He carried him and brought him to his mother. The child sat on her lap until noon and died. So she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, closed the door on him, and left. When she called to her husband and said, "Send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys so that I may go quickly into the man of God and come back again," he said, "Why go to him today? It is neither new moon or Sabbath." She said, "It will be all right." She has faith. She has faith that Elisha will raise this child from the dead. I tell you, God honors faith. He honors your faith. He honors my faith. I told you just yesterday, if you had a mustard seed of faith, you could say to this mountain, "Be moved." Oh, we need just a little faith, but faith that will cling to God as Elisha clung to Elijah. Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, "Urge the animal on. Do not hold back for me unless I tell you." So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. He was in one of the caves at Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Look, there is the Shunammite woman. Run at once and meet her, and say to her, 'Are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is the child all right?'" She answered, "It is all right." Ah, she knew that she wasn't going to say anything negative. When she came to the man of God at the mountain, she caught hold of his feet. Gehazi approached to push her away, but the man of God said, "Let her alone, for she has bitter distress. The Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me." Then she said, "Did I ask my Lord for a son? Did I not say, 'Do not mislead me'?" He said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go. If you meet anyone, give no greeting. And if anyone greets you, don't answer." In other words, just go up to that room and put this rod on the child and lay my staff on the face of the child. Then the mother of the child said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave without you." In other words, you know, I want you to come. Never mind your staff. I want you to come to the house, and I want you to perform the miracle for my son that you promised that I would have. So he rose up and followed her. Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was no sound or sign of life. He came back to meet him and told him, "The child has not awakened." Then Elisha came into the house. He saw the child lying dead on his bed. So he went in and closed the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. Then he got up on the bed and lay upon the child, putting his mouth upon the mouth of the child, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands. And while he lay bent over him, the flesh of the child became warm. He got up, walked once to and fro in the room, and when he got up again, he bent over to him. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite woman." So he called her, and when she came to him, he said, "Take your son." She came and fell at his feet and bowing to the ground. Then she took her son and left. I've often wondered, when these people are returned from the dead, what they saw. If they were in heaven, what they saw, what did it look like? What did it sound like? You see, God knows how to do things. That's why we need to be as close to God as Elisha was to Elijah. Who are you close to today? Do you know that God will answer your prayers? Do you know that he wants you to praise him? Do you know that it's time to love God? Did you tell Jesus today, "I love you, Jesus"? Did you tell him today, "I think you're the greatest"? Did you tell him today, "I love you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I'm for you, Lord"? Go tell him. Tell him now, "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." I have a little lady that calls me, and we pray, and she repeats after me, "I love you, Jesus." And she says, "I love you, Jesus. Jesus, give me more strength. Jesus, give me more strength." It's time to praise the Lord. It's time to go to the Lord and tell him how much you love him, how much you need him, and how much you want him. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Elisha would stick to Elijah if he could. He needed something. He wanted a double portion. And wherever Elijah went, Elisha followed right near Elijah. I tell you, cling on to Jesus Christ today. Let him know you're a sinner and tell him, save me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Give my children faith, Lord. Whatever you need, cling on to Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.